Administrative Director will take notes. Enter Lorraine.
Louie.
Oh, Louie, and my favorite comfort food would probably be gelato.
Enter Sweet.
Right here, Sweet, and Taco Bell.
Enter Hidden Camp.
Yep, Hidden Camp and mashed potatoes.
Enter Rose.
Popcorn.
Is that
yep.
Rose?
Rose. It's a flower.
Enter Anderson.
Anderson. My favorite comfort food is peanut butter toast.
Enter Gladich.
It's Gladich, and it's definitely boxed Kraft mac and cheese.
Enter Stella.
I hear Stella and cashews.
Enter Tobin.
Right here, it's Tobin. You got it right. And I'd probably say anything with peanut butter and chocolate.
Enter Salt.
Oh, Sylvain. And hot dish.
Enter Abuyi.
Abuyi. Cookies. Chocolate chip cookies.
Enter Martinez.
Oh, yeah. Martinez. And I like anything with Chipotle, to be honest.
Lamberti.
Yeah, Lamberti and Puppy Chow.
Rick's. Yeah. And then probably coleslaw.
Antes
and Bavarian cones.
Harborman and shelled peanuts.
Burger.
Dicks.
And Razzleberry PC.
Yeah, it's Jagler, and then anything with chocolate and stuff.
I think we should eat the ones in the back of the room.
With that, we have quorum, and we will move on to the approval of minutes from May 15th. A lot of you probably weren't here last year, and we don't actually have to vote on minutes, but we do open up the floor for amendments and discussion of the minutes if you have anything. So I open the floor for discussion. Any discussion on the minutes? Minutes are approved. We'll move move on to community comment. Is there any comment from the community? Any community comment? Community comment? We will move on to appointments. And first we have our administrative director. So, yep, you can go back. So at the end of every school year, the incoming presidents for Senate bring forward their cabinet members. Senate brought forward their cabinet members last spring for them all to be approved by the Senate body. Unfortunately, our administrative director decided over the summer that he was going to transfer, so we have a new person to nominate. I'll turn over the floor to our co-president, Panzer, and then the floor will be open for our admin director, and then I'll open up the floor for questions directed to the admin director, and then we'll have discussion and vote. So, take it away.
Thank you. So I'm introducing administrative director candidate Hubert Ngabirano. Hubert applied for a variety of cabinet positions during the original application window, but sadly at the time of application decisions, there is not a position available for him. So immediately when a cabinet position vacated, he was the first to come to our minds. Hubert is an assistant in the chaplain's office. He is a pre-medical student. He speaks with a great deal of accuracy, respect, and he is just an excellent listener. So I think we're very excited to have him on board our cabinet, pending all of your approval. With that, I will just turn it over to Hubert to introduce himself.
My name is Hubert. I am a sophomore. I'm med, and I am from Burundi. It's in East Africa. Yeah. Any questions, please?
I'll open up the floor for questions. If you have any questions, please raise your placard, and we'll be answering your questions. Senator Sobe?
Okay, my question is answered. Vote on whether or not to end discussion. So, all those in favor of any discussion, say aye.
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 All opposed, say nay. Abstain. So moved. Now, we'll take a vote on whether or not to approve our administrative director. So, all those in favor, say aye.
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 All opposed. Abstain. We will be selecting our Senate Speaker. Hopefully you'll get a chance to read my email last night, but I'll quick go over what the Senate Speaker is one more time. We'll read straight over our bylaws. The Senate Speaker shall attend all cabinet meetings representing the body of the Senate. The Senate Speaker shall actively communicate with all senators, serve as a Gustavus representative to the MAPCS, and receive one committee credit for this position. They'll also serve on the Ethics Committee. So it is up to you to decide who your Senate Speaker shall be. Again, in a nutshell, they represent all the senators on the Ethics Committee and Cabinet. So we will take nominations. You need to raise the placard, nominate somebody, and that needs to be seconded. Once we have all the nominations, we'll move forward with discussion. And whatever. So I'll open the floor for nominations. Senator Wing?
Nominate Senator Sweet for Senate Speaker.
Second goes to Senator Incamp. Senator Dix.
I nominate Senator Sauve.
Okay, second. Second goes to Senator Dix. Senator Dix.
I nominate Senator Gladish.
Second. Second goes to Senator Sauve. Do we have any more nominations? More nominations. Nominations are closed. have three candidates. We'll go just in order of who got nominated. So sweet. It'll be up first. We'll have everybody, all the nominations, or nominees, excuse me, will get a chance to talk, again, ask questions of the nominee, and then after all three have gone, we'll have a discussion and have a vote. So if we have the two nominees, not Senator Sweet, please leave the room out of respect for each other.
Okay, so hi everyone. I'll just introduce myself again. My name is Delaney Sweet. I'm a senior English major, political science minor. So this is my third year serving on Senate. I've served both in the capacities of a representative as well as on cabinet. And so I feel as though I have the best skill set to represent the body of representatives to cabinet, being that I've served on both bodies. And also going along with that, my friends can attest to this or disagree, I have strong interpersonal skills, so hopefully you would feel comfortable approaching me if you have any questions about what's going on in Senate or about maybe a complaint or concern that you have as well. But I think also serving on cabinet and kind of knowing how that body functions is really important to this role as well, to kind of see where the speaker would fall in that discussion that cabinet has during their weekly meetings. And then I also am willing to go to the extra weekly meeting that cabinet has. So I guess, can I open it up for questions?
Well, I'll open up for questions. Any questions?
Yes.
All right, so part of your job would be to serve on ethics committee. What do you think the speaker's job entails when on ethics committee? What do you think that... They're there for.
Yeah, definitely. I feel as though, kind of as I'm here as a representative of my class, I'm there to represent the constituents as in the representatives here. And so you need to keep an even keel in ethics. And it's not, I'm not in there for my own personal ideas or wishes. I'm there to strictly represent the body. And then kind of going off of that, since I've been in, this is my third year, and so I'm familiar with the bylaws and the Constitution, so transitioning into ethics wouldn't be a difficult thing for me to do either.
Senator Dix?
Could you clarify what your position on the cabinet was?
Yep, I was a public relations chair.
All right, but further, how would you describe your time as a public relations chair?
Yep, so public relations chair, it's pretty self-explanatory. You do all of the public relations that kind of go on for Senate, so all of the posters, promotions that we did, the shitter chatter that went out, the Twitter and Facebook page. So it was a lot of outreach, which is something that I really enjoy. So I feel like in speaker you're doing outreach, but you're doing it in more of an interpersonal way rather than over a computer kind of typing updates of what's going on in Senate. And that's part of the reason why I wanted to pursue a seat as a representative rather than on cabinet, because I like kind of the way that the body functions, and I also like to have a vote. So that was another big... kind of draw for me to kind of come back to it as a representative. And luckily my class chose me. So, yeah. Anything else?
You have the floor, Senator Dix?
I do.
Senator Dix?
I do.
No questions. Do we have any more questions, our candidate? Any more questions? No more questions. We'll move on to next candidate.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, where do you want me to stand? All right,
thanks.
Hello, all. I am Senator Sove. I'm representing International Center. This is my second year as a senator. Last year, I represented Sori. I am majoring in political science and I'm minoring in philosophy. I particularly focus on international government ethics as well as power theories. You should vote for me for speaker because I think that the speaker needs... Last year, our speaker was an excellent person, but he didn't bring forward Senate's concerns to the admin. And I'm afraid that if I am not elected, that you will not have a voice on cabinet, and the administration will do whatever they see fit because there is no one to tell them no. I yield my time.
I'll open the floor for questions. Can I answer it? Any questions? Senator Dix?
unable to bring forth the concerns of the Senate properly. How do you think you will better do that this year?
Because I'm not afraid of I'm not afraid of telling people how I see it. I'm not afraid of stepping on people's toes. After all, this is a political body. Our job is to represent ourselves and our constituencies, and not to represent what we think that people want to hear.
So as I'm sure you're aware, the student or the speaker is on the ethics committee. What do you think the speaker's job is on the ethics committee? What do you think they're there to do?
To give another sort of neutral. I think within the ethics committee, the speaker's job is to give a more neutral tone and looking at the overall picture as to how it affects the rest of Senate. The ombudsperson's job is to make sure that the Senate is running ethically and not always is what is right aligns with what is ethical, and I think that the speaker's job is to make sure that the student body is doing what's right, as opposed to what's within the legalese.
All right, thank you.
Senator Ritz?
So with this way you're coming forward, like being able to say no and everything like that, something that could occur is a relationship could be hindered with yourself and those on cabinet. How do you think you can best avoid that?
I think that we're all adults here, and what happens in a political sphere doesn't necessarily represent what happens in our personal relationships. Like John Boehner and President Obama play golf with each other all the time. They're in pretty good like speaking terms, like you could say that they're friends, but when it comes to the political sphere, they are two different animals. And I believe that it'd be my job to do what I think is right.
Senator Abui?
Yeah, so my question is, you use the word I, and I think, are you going to be a voice of your own voice or a voice of the students as a representative of us?
As in the speaker role, it'd be my job to represent Senate. In a senatorial role, it's my job to both represent my constituency and the Senate as a whole.
Thank you.
Do we have any more questions for our candidate? Any more questions? Thank you. We'll move on to our last candidate.
That's hilarious, actually.
Hey, I'm Andy Gladich, and unfortunately I was unable to attend the Senate retreat, so I just want to tell you a little bit about myself. I'm a senior political science and history double major. I'm from Cold Spring, Minnesota. I'm a member of the Minnesota Army National Guard, and this will be my second year on Senate, both years representing College View. I think the best thing the Senate did last year was to streamline the finance process, specifically the omnibus bill that saved both the Senate and organizations significant amounts of time, as well as helping distribute funds very equitably, in my opinion. I would be honored to have your votes for Speaker, and if you have any questions, now's the time to ask them.
I'll open the floor for questions. Senator Salah?
What do you think gives you an advantage over the other candidates running for the position?
Well, I think both candidates are very, very qualified, but I do believe that my past experience in Senate, does make me qualified. I wouldn't say I'm any better of a person than either of those other candidates, but I do think that I'm very organized, and I could be a good member. I mean, I could be a good spokesman for the senators in cabinet.
Okay, so part of the speaker's job is to serve on ethics committee. What do you think the speaker's job is on ethics committee?
Well, I think his or her job is to speak for the senator's interests, as well as taking the bylaws and the Constitution and everything else into account. I think there's a balancing act that you have to play, and obviously any person in ethics committee, you know, should conduct themselves in a manner that represents the Senate well as following the bylaws. So I think just as in most things in life, it's a balancing act.
Thank you. I yield.
Senator Andes?
This may be similar to previous questions, mm-hmm. but in your personal opinion, how would you describe the job as the Speaker of the Senate?
Well, I think in the Senate, as we all know, there's the cabinet and then there's the senators. And sometimes, unfortunately, there is a little bit of conflict between the two. And I think the speaker is someone that can go and mediate between the two. And although he or she is a senator, they also are a member of the cabinet. Right? This is all common sense. But I think their job is to help streamline the process and allow everyone to work together better and really make it a better experience for everyone involved and allow things to get through and so that the process doesn't stop or we can't serve our constituents in the right way.
So when it comes to those conflicts that could happen between the Senate body and the cabinet, how would you address those issues with cabinet?
Well, I think Thrash set a good example last year. He was the Senate Speaker last year, and he was someone that was very easy to approach, and that'd be my goal, so that someone from cabinet or from Senate can come to me or any of the other candidates, I would hope, with issues, concerns that they can bring, to the cabinet or to the Senate floor in general. And so I think that would be their number one job is to just be there as a liaison, essentially. Thank you.
Do we have any more questions for our candidate? Any more questions? Any more questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
Discussion, and then after our discussion is done, we will have a vote, and we'll vote until we have a majority, 23 out of 5. So, open the floor for discussion. Any discussion? Ombudswoman Svensson?
As a second year ombudsperson, I would like to just say that the speaker, like anyone else on ethics, should be someone who's easily approached, should be someone who everyone feels comfortable talking to, and who you think would be a personable individual who can get along not only with all the senators but also with cabinet, but feel confident enough in voicing an opinion. So I would just like to tell everyone to keep that in consideration. Thank you. I yield.
Senator Hinnicamp?
Going off of that, there is one person that comes in mind when I think of those types of qualities of being able to be personable and approachable. And I must say that I must voice my opinion for Senator Sweet, because I have found her to be a great member of Senate when I was in it in the past, and also a great person who represents her constituency well. That's why you.
Senator Ricks.
I'd just like to speak on for Senator Gladish. I served on Senate with him last year, and I found him to be very, very approachable. He has the experience of a senator, and he knows how to go about solving issues. I personally have worked with him on just problems that I found in Senate last year, and he was very good about talking with me about that and even getting me. I came in the middle of the year, so he definitely helped me in that capacity, and I believe that Senator Gladish is the best.
Senator Dix?
I would like to speak to, I think it's important that the Speaker of the Senate Speaker, should be truly seen from the Senator's perspective. And I think that two of our candidates here were Senators last year in particular, and are more likely to see it from that perspective. And it's no disrespect to the administration, but I feel that the difference should be set strictly between a senator and the cabinet, in the sense that when the Speaker of Senate goes to cabinet, they should be thinking from the Senate's perspective.
Any more discussion? Any further discussion?
Point of information, does the Speaker maintain full speaking and voting rights?
Yes, I apologize. The Speaker remains a senator in every aspect of a normal senator. They just have the additional work on Ethics Committee and Cabinet. Good point, thank you. Any more discussion? More discussion? Discussion is closed. one ballot. If you would write down who you're voting for, and we'll come around and collect those.
One more.
Congratulations, Speaker Sweet. And that is all we have for appointments for today, so we'll move on to old business and start with our presentation on parliamentary procedure.
For some of you that weren't at the retreat, and some of you may have forgotten what was at the retreat, we used parliamentary procedure here, and I've thrown together just a short little PowerPoint of it. So we used Robert's Rules of Order. Now, the purpose of Robert's Rules is to provide common rules and procedures for the deliberation and debate in order to place the whole membership on the same footing and speaking the same language. Robert's Rules provides for constructive and democratic meetings and to help but not to hinder the business of the assembly. And the reasons we use them are to facilitate and promote discussion. They keep things focused on the topic at hand. They always allow every senator to have a voice. And they lessen the chance of a senator being bitter or angry about a decision that they disagree with, because they can see how and why the decision was made mainly through discussion. And some keywords they've made here thrown around are agenda, which would be the order of business, amend, to modify a meeting, aye is an affirmative vote, nay is a negative vote. A motion is a formal proposal to the Senate body. Point of information is a question about a topic or related inquiry. A point of personal privilege is a formal request, such as the time, maybe it was the restroom, things of that nature. And yielding is giving the floor to another Senate or cabinet member. So if you finish discussion or the point that you've made, you would yield the floor to the co-presidents or to the next form of business. That's about it for the presentation. Is there any questions?
Any questions? Questions? Do we have any more old business you would like to bring up? Any old business? Seeing none, we will move on to new business. And our first order of business is Board of Trustees. This Friday, Sam and I will be meeting with the Board of Trustees and presenting on behalf of Student Senate. Unfortunately, it's the week of our first Senate meeting, so you haven't had a whole lot of time to think, but if you have anything that you'd like us to present to the Board of Trustees, whether it be something you would like to see changed on campus, something that you love on campus and would like to thank them for, anything at all. So I'll open up the floor for anything you'd like us to present. So,
was, I do not recall all of them, but I had a certain suggestion, particularly with personal hygiene and toiletry items and the vending machine.
The list that we created at the end?
Yes.
Yes, we can do that.
For both things, we're going to have a list of those.
So at the retreat on Saturday, we had a brainstorming session of student concerns. Many, many were generated in sweeping terms from issues at the very local level, including the suggestion from the previous speaker about hygiene products and vending machines. I would recommend that many of those aren't at the scale at which the Board of Trustees is engaged. The Board of Trustees is the true executive body of the college. So these would be more college climate issues, as well as any student concerns, sort of major problems that we can bring before them as the official representatives of the student body. So as for that complaint list, a few of them will certainly reach that, and we will email that list out to the Senate, perhaps. But for the most part, we will have specific project ideas presented by our committee chairs later in the meeting.
Senator Lewin.
Yes, with the Board of Trustees being the main agent behind building renovations and constructions, I was wondering if you might be able to pursue the idea of further Gustavus building renovations, constructions, being focused on sustainability, such as BECAs, as well as having better wheelchair or physical disability accessibility, because some of the current buildings on campus are not especially accessible. I yield.
Senator Sobey.
One thing that I have heard constant concerns about, especially within the humanities, is that the school is spending too much money on buildings and not enough money on attracting new faculty, especially within the humanities. It seems like all the lion's share of the money is always going to go towards STEM, and I think that as a liberal arts college, it's our job to have a rather egalitarian appropriation of resources throughout campus.
I don't know if this request is better set for later in the school year, but kind of going off what a previous speaker said, kind of what they're planning to do with buildings, like a timeline, what students can kind of expect, because, they start construction on Anderson, and then their route to Concord Victor is obstructed. Like, I think that's something that they would like to know. But I don't even know if they know that yet, so that might be better suited for later down the line. Video.
To me?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks.
I want to pause for 2 seconds and say that while the board has, I think, a priority of building projects, because all of those building projects are still reliant on gift dollars coming to us from donors, I don't know that the board would be able to give you a timeline.
Okay.
And I just think I think it's great to talk to them about your thoughts on buildings and building projects and priorities, but I don't know that it does you any good to ask them for a timeline, because I don't think that they're going to be able to give it to you. The president has indicated that she'd like to get Anderson started within the next year, and that she's hopeful that Nobel would get started within the next 18 months or 2 years. But again, we're waiting on dollars.
Okay.
My point was covered, I yield.
President Panzer?
I would urge senators to reflect on issues they might perceive within their specific constituencies as well, since that's who you're elected here to represent. So things that you might see as particular towards who you're here to serve, as well as the broader campus community as well. So brainstorming about constituents as well here. Thank you. Yield.
Chair
Smith,
same.
So
one
of that, where the board is standing on the current diversity, equity, and inclusion work in general, and what they're doing to improve that, or if they are doing.
Do we have any more discussion? Any more?
Yes,
we
do. So going off of that, the diversity thing, it's been brought to my attention that we need to be more aware of retaining, not only acquiring more international students, so we need to be more able to keep people stay in the school instead of transferring, or some of the new international students are already thinking about transferring to other schools, so we need to make to work with the new president's strategic plan on retaining them in school instead of losing them to other places.
Okay, any more discussion? I'll just say, if you think of something for Friday, please email either Sam or myself. With that, we'll move to our next order of new business, committee introductions. And so, after our meeting today, we're going to have all senators sign up to be on committees. You're required to be on two committees. If you'd like to be on finance committee, you'll have to send an application, or ethics committee. And finance committee counts as two committee credits, unfortunately, two of. So right now, we're going to have all our chairs explain who they are, what they're doing in their position right now, and what they hope to get done this year. After each one, we'll have questions directed at that chair. So, take the start.
I'm Audie. I'm the Health and Housing Chair. Most of the concerns that I have are a wide range, so basically it's whatever comes to me and my committee first is what we will start dealing with, whatever seems to have like a strategic plan of action. Some of the ones that I've already gotten are concerns about visitation hours, temperatures in the library, end of the semester or like year garage sales, or like reducing the amount of waste we have on campus. That people just like overgrow with French and things like that. Nutrition facts and better vegetarian or vegan options in the CAP. One concern is with mental health and how to, that's kind of broad, and I don't have a specific point for that. And then we'll also be expanding the or exploring options for the take the professor lunch. So there's a wide range. Some of them seem like we can do something like right now and from the get go. Some might take a little bit more brainstorming and things like that. Any questions?
So, does your health and how does it help cover exercise or like numbing disease as well? Is that included in it?
I mean, I
can
go ahead.
Yes, in the past, those issues have been granted to health housing, but there's leeway. It kind of depends on how the chair is with, like, if that's something you're passionate about and would like to include your purview, that is your decision.
If you're passionate about it and something you're concerned about, I'd love
something. Awesome, thank you.
Any more questions?
Yeah, I was just wondering, would be the building openings during breaks part of the health and housing work?
Yeah, if you're passionate about it, we can start with it.
Any more questions for health and housing chair? Any more questions? Seeing none, we'll move forward to our public relations chair.
Hi, I'm Abby Swenson. I am the public relations chair. So public relations is just kind of the connection between this body and then the student body. So we're going to explore different ways that we can do this effectively. One of my ideas for the year is kind of creating like a Senate brand. So wherever you see Senate, whether it's like on social media, in the weekly, on posters, like kind of giving them like a consistent image. We're going to try to increase awareness and transparency of what's going on in Senate this year, make it easier for the student body, and to make them feel more comfortable about coming to all of you with concerns that they have. And so just letting them know what's going on to make that process a lot easier. Yeah. Any questions?
Any questions for our public relations chair? Any questions? Seeing none, we'll move forward to our finance chair.
I'm Derek Schnitz. I'm the finance chair. As far as the finance committee goal, the main goal is pretty much to meet with different groups on campus and discuss their budgets with them. And then based on our bylaws and what we think appropriate, recommend funding to the Senate. And then as senators, all of you will vote to approve or disapprove or amend the budget. So the finance committee pretty much just meet once a week. Meet with those groups that come in and go over the budget process. Heads up in the spring, it gets kind of busy. So current schedule looks more open, and your interest in financial responsibility and things like that, I'd highly recommend applying for the finance committee. Questions?
Last year I had some issues with how finance was carried out, particularly when we had a budget come through that was well above what we'd award any other organization, and Senate still passed it. Would you have allowed a budget like that to come forward?
I think that there's special circumstances, and I think I know what you're talking about. And because of their circumstance, I would have allowed that to occur, because there are a lot of clubs on campus that aren't necessarily their funding and stuff, but our duty is to provide the money back to the students, especially when certain groups are, I guess, marginalized by the administration of the school. I think it's appropriate for us to help them out and give them support in their most dire needs, I guess.
I suppose I'd be wary then of how finance is going to be carried out this year, because last year
right now we're asking questions. We're not putting forward our chairs to be approved by Senate right now. But we could focus just on just questions of why you would or would not be interested. Thank you. Any more questions for our finance chair? Senator Antes?
I was wondering how many extra hours per week do you think we need to put in during the peak hours for Friday?
Peak hours. Some weeks it could be,
double digits.
That would be April pretty much, but like as of now, the fall, early spring and stuff, it should be more than a few hours a week. But when the spring budget process is very strenuous and extensive, it pretty much covers all the groups on campus, so we need to be attentive and going to meetings and things like that. So, but it's very good. The omnibus thing we did last year, it started the process a lot, so I plan to continue doing that to minimize hours for in this room as well as in the committees as well.
Any more questions for our finance chair? Any more questions? And then we'll move on to our ethics chair.
All right, hi, I'm Solveig. I'm the ombudsperson/ombudswoman/ethics chair, whatever you want to go by, I'm good with it. Ethics job in Senate is just to make sure we kind of police the Senate, basically. We make sure that everything is, we follow the rules, we make sure that if there are things that aren't being followed, we decide on any disciplinary actions. Ethics job is also to amend any bylaws or constitutional things that we think need to be changed. A good example of that would be last year we changed the process for midterm vacancies of senators. Before, it was handled where candidates would come into Senate and then the Senate body would vote them into their position, but we decided in Senate that didn't properly give the constituency the power to vote on who was representing them. So we changed it to an electoral process where there would be a vote, and we set timelines for it, one structured and one unstructured in the case of a shorter timeline being necessary. Ethics has to do a lot with making some tough decisions. So it has to, on ethics, it kind of has to be that you have to sometimes put friendships aside. You have to decide what's best for Senate and what's best for the student body to make sure that we are not coming off as a self-interested body. For ethics, there is actually only two senator positions open for that. Other than that, it is the speaker, the parliamentarian, and a student at large, which has actually already been filled for that position. And there has to be, you have to be able to put biases aside, most definitely. Are there any questions?
Who is the student at large this year?
Joe Robbins came forward, asked, saying, saying that he was very interested in it. He is a current student who has had experience in forensics in high school and in college, and he has done a lot of work with sort of student government sort of situations. So he came forward and expressed interest, and seeing as the only student who came forward and expressed interest, he was chosen for that position.
Point of order, all senators or students at large will be subject to confirmation by the Senate body by 2/3 vote.
Yeah.
So
he's the current candidate for it. But it is open for other students if they are looking into it, but currently he's the only one who's come forward about it.
Yeah. Senator Dix?
Could you give an example of one of these tough decisions? Try to keep it, you know.
Yes. So last year there was a certain budget that came forward, and the timeline that was set for it set it to be, it was kind of an odd situation where there was a previous timeline that had been set upon that budget when it needed to be looked at. And given when it was, the time was originally set, it should have been set, the decision should have been made in the spring. However, they moved the timeline up, or Senate moved the timeline up for the fall in order to better help that organization, which did a lot of its planning for the next year in the spring. So that decision came to Ethics afterwards, and Ethics issued a formal reprimand for that, just to say that we recognize that the timeline was not maintained, and that we recognize that in the future, as a body of Senate, we are going to try to do a better job of upkeeping those timelines that get set and making sure that we follow the rules in every sort of way. And a formal reprimand is basically just one reprimand that gets put on the minutes. It's so that anyone who accesses the records in future years is able to listen to that and see it. Otherwise, an informal reprimand is more like an email sent from the ombudsperson to either the Senate body or the senator in question.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Do you have more questions for Ethics Chair? More questions? Seeing none, we'll move on to our tech director.
All right, so I also was not the retreat, so I'll introduce myself. I'm Diana Miller. I am a senior math and computer science double major, Jennifer Meyer. And I'm also a captain of the equestrian team and the president of MCS Club, so kind of where I'm at on campus. So very technology-based, obviously. So I'm kind of looking into, for this year, trying to get free cable, because I think our cable commitment is up this year, and we have to renew it, so trying to maybe see if we can get free cable on campus. That's one thing I'm looking into. Also, Wi-Fi is always a huge thing, and we made a lot of progress this past year. The problem is we can only do so much with the money we're given, and I think the total cost is like $250,000 to upgrade the entire campus. So just slowly, as that money comes in, we upgrade what we can. So that's where that's kind of at. And then also we have to communicate with GTS and kind of just be that bridge between GTS and the students. So I'm thinking about maybe sending out a survey just to kind of figure out what people's concerns on campus are and going from there. And I'm also open to hearing any other concerns or things people are interested in pursuing. Any questions?
Any questions? Some really don't need as many. Typically the ones that need the most people are health and housing, student academic affairs, sometimes diversity, depending on what they're working on. Technology is typically a slower moving or not as busy committee. So any more?
questions for tech director? Questions? Seeing none. And before there's any other speakers.
So I just want to talk a little bit about some of the areas in which Senate covers, kind of on a broad topic. So first of all, we do work very closely with student organizations on what should be a very equitable and fair level, which I agree with your concern there, because it should be like very careful, ethical budgeting allocations. But right away in our constitution, we are charged to elevate the general welfare of the campus community. So I think special issues such as climate change and just kind of like general good conduct on behalf of the student body, if that's something that the student body should be interested in and the college can take action on, I think it is most of our interpretation that that is within the charge of this body, as we are more than a budget allocation organization.
But then by that standard, wouldn't we be bringing in an organization that holds different views than Divest and equal it out amongst the welfare of the student body concerns?
So, I think maybe the best way to ease your concerns would be...
There is no way to ease my concerns. I think this is a ethical issue in and of itself.
Anything that will have the student senate's name behind it will come forward to the senate body first. So if you disagree with something that is brought up, you can...
Look, the contestants in the committee is outside the realm of what a particular senate rules is applicable. Am I mistaken on this?
So in that sort of sense, I would say that what Senate is here to do is to represent our constituency, our entire school. We should not be holding ourselves as something that is above. We shouldn't be holding ourselves to be something where we set ourselves apart. I personally would like to see Senate more integrated into the community, stepping aside from the ombudsperson position. I would like to see Senate integrated into the community, because part of the reason why a lot of times we have issues within Senate and within a lot of the issues that I saw last year as the ombudsperson were issues where there was a concern where Senate was taking too much power and not considering its constituency.
But we're not considering our constituency by playing favorites of a student organization. It'd be no different if you brought in...
This is not your main thing.
Yeah. Again, can we keep discussion to...
But it's completely related to the committee.
So that would be something where I would suggest you come to me with that issue, and then ethics can look at that once ethics is formed. form. This isn't a current decision that's gone forward. Anything that, as far as resolutions to be brought forward, would be something that ethics would look at and would look into the concern, and we would be able to issue.
But there's been demonstrable intent.
Right now, we are talking about what our committees plan on doing this year and why you would like to be on those committees or not. If there is a time that you want to discuss why you agree or disagree with any of these committee chairs' positions on things, we can discuss that at a later time. But being what we're doing right now, I'm going to say that it's not germane what we're talking about. It's still your floor.
Thank you.
I just add for your consideration, whether I'm recognized or not, that you also, as a body, will have opportunity, starting immediately and on into the whole of the year, to send recommendations to committees of things that you'd like to see the committees work on. So in addition to the things that the chairs are suggesting might be interesting priorities, you as a body will also be able to refer things to committee and thus be able to help control some of the agenda of the committees.
Slightly less heated note. Get a general review of just what's covered in student academic affairs. It's a broad topic.
Yeah, it is a broad
wording
topic.
And I just like to do the breadth of like.
Right. So that's actually something that I think changes a little bit from year to year, depending on how topic feels. It depends on what other committees have actually been positive. So this year it looks like me and diversity share that our positions will be working together on a few things. So it's really a matter of, like, I don't know, does someone who was on kind of previously want to speak to what they did last year, for example?
Okay. So student academic affairs was tasked with, the point of student academic affairs is it's a very wide-ranging topic. Last year, Chair Johnson was tasked with everything from making more parking over in the co-ed and complex area available for student parking, to talking to Lund in order to figure out if there was a way to get the equipment that gets checked out, not intramural sports, but say like a volleyball for people that don't play volleyball. They're put in charge of that too. So there are a lot of things that fall under the student and academic affairs umbrella, and part of the idea of student academic affairs is that it can cover a wide breadth of things, and I think the same would go for health and housing. They're two very broad topics that cover basically everything that doesn't fall into the other categories.
Thank you.
Thank you. Senator Sell?
Senator Dick's discussion was almost identical to mine, so are you?
Speaker Sweet.
I was going to say, too, just kind of adding on to what our ombudsperson said, more to the academic side, they've also worked with the J term, May term type of debate, where it falls best. And then also, they've been tasked, or I don't know if it was developed within the group, with the, and that goes along with the diversity chair as well, with the diversity credit at Cassius.
Any more questions for our student academic affairs chair? Any more questions? Seeing none, we'll move on to our diversity chair.
Hi, so I'm the diversity chair. So this year I am planning on working with my committee really closely on developing, the biggest thing I want to work on is an implicit bias intervention program. So I really want to educate the student body and leaders on campus, as well as some faculty and administration, on what implicit bias is, how to be actively aware of that, and what we can do to educate ourselves as a group and as a community so that we can limit that as much as possible. As our student and academic affairs chair stated, we will be working on a fair trade resolution idea. And also, I'd like to point out a lot of these topics and subjects that we are currently sharing with you are things that were charged to us in previous year. So that's partially where those things are coming from, partially their original ideas that we came up with on our own as well. So I also want to say that the diversity committee is focused on diversity, equity, and inclusion, but I want everybody to know that that's not just our job, it's everyone's job, and we really want to work on integrating that in all the work that we do on all the committees. Okay.
Do we have any questions for our diversity chair?
Yes.
maybe it was covered on the retreat, but what is implicit bias?
Right. So the implicit bias intervention program thing that I'm working on would be based off of the implicit project that was started at by four universities, is Harvard, Yale, Washington University, and one other one I can never remember. So that makes you, like, the individuals that take the test become a little more aware of what their implicit biases might be. So on an unconscious level, we, as people, the research shows, tend to have, lean one way or another. The easiest subject that comes to mind is race. So if you have an image of a black person versus a white person, which you have an unconscious preference towards one or the other. So this program will help us become a little more aware of that, not just for race and ethnicity, but other subjects as well, including religion, disabilities, et cetera, et cetera. And so by becoming more aware of that, we'll be a little more educated on why we have those biases because of social norms and such, and how we can actively limit that.
So you've talked about working diversity concerns and efforts and other committees. Could you give an example of previous work like this or an example of work like this you'd like to see happen?
That is a tough question. It's hard to see integrated work visibly, like, shown through the stuff that we do. But what I'm trying to get at, by saying that statement, is that when Kalkin Housing is working on with the handicap accessibility problem, that's partially, it's integrated with the NGO. When we're looking at specifically when the broader purpose of remodeling the buildings, then I would want her to focus on and also think about handicap situations so that in that way it's integrated through her work. So that's one example, but throughout the work that we can do, I want them to be well aware of marginalized incentives and how we can make it more equitable in the work that we do with the maps. So I think that's a clear mark.
You actually got to it.
Okay.
Right? I think some agreement with the disabilities example.
Right. Okay, good. I'm glad.
Do you have any more questions for our diversity chair? Questions?
Oh, okay. I wanted to add, I'm looking for at least 5 people on the committee.
Any more questions? Seeing none, that concludes our committee introductions. Again, we have health and housing, public relations, finance, and ethics, of which you both require applications if you'd like to be part of them, technology, student academic affairs, and diversity. At the conclusion of the meeting, after you take our picture, we're going to ask you to come back to the room and sign up for 2 of those committees, or if you're hoping to be on the finance committee, sign up for that and then complete an application. So with that, do we have any more new business? Senator, Speaker Sweet.
I have a question about office hours. Are you going to get?
Yeah.
So the co-presidents, after a change in the bylaws last year, are tasked with assigning an office hour system for all senators. Previously, that was a bit more rigid in terms of how you're supposed to engage with your constituents. We will come forward with a proposal for your approval as Senate based on our condition as co-presidents of what we feel appropriate office hours or a similar program for outreach with your constituents will be coming next week. Thanks for asking.
Thanks.
Senator Sobel.
All right, so last year in the Senate, we had discussed potentially not celebrating Columbus Day because, quite frankly, he didn't discover America and it wasn't the first European to do so either in terms of, like, European history. And I think we had approved it, but we never actually admitted it to the public, or what is the update on that?
So we didn't approve it. It was charged to the Diversity Committee, and it's still on our list of things to do. Cabinet will be discussing what we're thinking about doing for that this week, and then we'll bring it to the floor next week.
Senator Ricks?
Question for either one of the co-presidents. Are we allowed to make charges at this point in time? Or propose them? Yes? Okay. Some of my constituents have come forward already. They have voiced concern about not really being aware of the rights of being an off-campus student. Seeing as though things are a little bit different when you live off-campus, they would like to be a little bit more aware of what their rights are as off-campus students. So I would like to charge Health and Housing with finding a way to make off-campus residents more aware of their rights.
So we have a motion to charge
Health and Housing.
Health and Housing Committee. And
second.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Second goes to Senator Sobey. So a motion just made on the floor on our first actual motion. And it's a charge to a committee. We just had a little discussion about the committees, what they do. This is a formal, hey, we want your committee to look into this. You can either charge it as it is now, you can charge it and say, we would like you to report back by X day, and so on. There's a lot of different things you can do with it. And you can be as specific or ambiguous as you would choose. So I will open the floor for discussion on that charge. Any discussion? Seeing none, we will vote on the charge. For those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? So charged.
Thank you.
Senator Sobey.
All right, so a couple of my constituents have brought forward the, so I'm the International Center rep, so to our left, if you're looking towards that, we have the eyesore of this like black dirt everywhere. And we were particularly wondering if like maybe we could get like some prairie grass in there or something to like drink up how campus looks, because by and large it's just green grass everywhere and doesn't serve much purpose or do anything for wind cover, because if anyone who's walked between the chapel and basically anywhere else on campus knows that is probably the worst wind tunnels on campus, so if we can get something planted, maybe, perhaps.
I'd like to charge
Health and Housing.
We have a second. For the Senator Stella. I'll open the floor for discussion on the charge. Any discussion?
Alright, so if you're looking at back from IC to the left, there's this between the parking lots for Beck and IC, there's this like brown dirt and trees, and it's not being used for anything. Anyway. Yes.
Senator Tobin?
I had a question. So what are you, like, do you have something in that, like, in your mind, sorry, I'm stuttering, in your mind that you would want to get put there? Or what are you hoping is going to stop this blunt wind tunnel?
Particularly, I think that in keeping sort of the idea of sustainability on campus, although I have different ideas of how to do it, I think that putting in the prairie grasses that once were on top of the hill would be beneficial in terms of just breaking up how campus looks, because basically it's mall after mall after mall of just green grass. And I remember reading that prairie grass do a lot better job of stopping high speed winds between 5 and 10 feet off the ground, because they disrupt its ability to just drive straight through.
Any more discussion?
It was only under my understanding that was a natural area, and I was under my understanding as well that it was meant to be this way at the moment for the health of that area, but I am unsure of that. But anyway, I would appreciate if Health and Housing could look into maybe even, is it supposed to be like that at the moment, and are they planning to do things in the future? So I yield.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, we'll move to vote. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Charge passes. Moving back to new business.
Yes.
Speakers list, do we have any more new business? Any new business? on to announcements. At this time, if you have literally anything that you'd like announced, then can Melissa announce? Co-president Pender.
Excellent. I have a few things. First of all, thank you very much for our first meeting. I want to in particularly thank those senators who aired concerns that might not be shared by everybody in the room and may generate a degree of controversy. It is vital to air those sorts of concerns to make sure that we can come to some sort of democratic, representative consensus on what the purpose and direction of this body should be. So whatever your viewpoint is and what Senator's doing, I think it's always very important to air your outlook on that, particularly if you disagree with it. So I really respect those who have done so tonight. If you have a typo on your placard, correct it, and then get it to Administrative Director Gabriano. My apologies on that, viewers. Another point, just on prevailing procedure, this is just kind of a thing that we'll venture into more and more here, but if you would like to end discussion, a motion to end discussion requires a vote, so if it seems like discussion is tapering down in and of itself, it might be better off to just let it go through to discussion, gavel, rather than move to end discussion, which brings it to a vote. So just keep in mind, if you think that discussion is going on too long, yes, then move to end it. Otherwise, it might be wise to wait until the natural end of that topic. Next point, please sign up for committees after we've taken our photo. And then also, now that you've all taken office and had your first meeting, we strongly encourage you to reach out to your representatives. We'll come forward for a formal proposal on how to do so at next week's meeting. But we really encourage you to send an email to your constituency. I'm sure that those of you in Res Halls have seen the whatever hall at crusaders.edu email aliases, which you're welcome to use, as well as the class aliases for class reps. In that, I strongly encourage you to include a hook to this Friday's strategic action conversation. That's from 2:30 to 4:30. I believe it's in London.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Gustavus Acts. And this is a part of the college's strategic action planning process, which is where the college is deciding who we want to be, what we want to do, and when we want to do it. So this is literally everything of importance for the future of this college, and this is the student feedback portion of that. So please come to that session. I think that not only as students, you should be there. They're really encouraging placements if possible. But now that you're elected representatives, you have sort of an obligation to be at these sorts of things and air student concerns. And again, please include a hook to that in your constituent emails. I will be sending out some more information about the Gustavus Acts event later this evening. Thank you. I yield.
Controller Johnson.
All right. So unfortunately, I wasn't able to make the retreat this weekend, so I just wanted to introduce myself just so I wasn't a blank face to all of you guys and ladies. So I'm Controller Johnson, so I work with Derek on the Finance Committee. Derek deals more with files and things like that. I'm more the bookkeeper, so a lot of the organizations go through me. I think Finance Committee is a lot of fun. I'd like to see a lot of applicants, so yeah, just want to give that a little bit.
Yeah, so if you have any concerns, come to me for electing me as speaker. On a more fun note, the lip sync battle this weekend, just a little plug, Linus is performing, so that should be a hoot and a half. And bid day is today and tomorrow, so if any sophomores or juniors or even seniors are thinking about going Greek, definitely do it. It was a great decision. Yield.
If you could help me by sharing this information with your constituents, I would be deeply appreciative. Normally we have a breakfast with the board, but because the board meeting is going to be split between a Twin Cities location, the board's going to spend Thursday at in the Twin Cities having their meeting there, and then Friday they're on campus, so they're kind of working on a condensed timeline. And so unfortunately, we're not going to have a breakfast with the board this fall, but we will absolutely go back to doing it, or at least my understanding is that we're going to go back to doing it in subsequent meetings. And so if you hear your constituents kind of wondering about breakfast with the board for first-year students, that's a time when students get to volunteer to go and have breakfast with the Board of Trustees. If you hear people wondering about that, just let them know that we're not going to do it this fall, but we will definitely do it subsequent meetings this year. Thank you.
Senator Gladge.
First, I want to congratulate Speaker Sweet, and second of all, just for everybody that's new here, I know we all have opinions, and this is the place to air them. Just remember your constituents when you're talking about your opinions. But there's a lot of fun to be had, but it's also serious. So you know, just remember all that and keep it all in here too.
Okay.
I yield.
So just a friendly reminder to get on the speaker's list. You're gonna hold up your placard, and I'll write it down. Keep it up there long enough to where I can see how to write your names. I'm still getting used to some of the spellings, and I'll give you like a little nod. You can put it down. And then on another note, at the retreat, I gave out some of these little nifty charts on parliamentary procedure. For those of you that weren't there, I believe they're on a table outside. I highly recommend you pick one up and you bring it to these next couple meetings until you get the hang of parliamentary procedure. That's all I got.
Senator Sullivan.
All right, as a campus safety dispatcher, it's my kind of duty to remind you that if you're not 21, you shouldn't be drinking. But if you do drink and you're having a rough night, call us, get medical amnesty. It's a really simple process, and it's better than like going to the hospital and then having to deal with the police.
Okay, a couple things I forgot to
mention. And if you were at the retreat, you didn't hear. As far as absences in Senate, you're allowed to have up to three, I guess you could say, absences before it becomes a concern that's brought to ethics. Part of your job here is to make sure that you represent the constituents. So just make sure that, like, Mondays, you've got your time here. And I know that everyone has homework and a ton of homework and different jobs. I mean, everyone here at Gus Davis tends to overcommit themselves to about every single club that they can, so myself included. So, but just make sure that you're still keeping time for you to do your jobs as a senator, because that's what you're here to do. You're here to represent constituents. Another thing about my position is that if you want anonymity when you come to me, that is definitely an option in which your name will not be mentioned anywhere in the vicinity of ethics. Like, if you want your name to not be mentioned in the Senate, you can. If you want your name not to even be mentioned in ethics, you can. Your concerns should be something that are heard, and you shouldn't feel like you're gonna get any backlash for voicing these concerns. So you're definitely able to come to me with anything along the, along those lines. And my last point is that, once again, there's those frosterones back there, and if people don't take all those, I'm definitely going to be taking them. So, sit, I yield.
One thing I'd like to add to the previous speaker's comments is when you call for medical amnesty, say those exact words, otherwise it does not count.
I can promise you, as the Dean of Students, that if you call for medical amnesty and you can't remember the word specifically medical amnesty, you can say, I want that thing where nobody gets in trouble, and I promise we will count it. Now, if you don't say anything, if you just are like, dude, somebody's drunk, then you kind of have to.
It's usually one or the other.
Yes. So, first off, thank you very much for first meeting. Excited to be back in the room. A couple things. First, good job on tonight. It wasn't a problem, but for those of you who weren't at the retreat, we ask that all senators do not use laptops during the meeting. Again, it wasn't an issue tonight, but just so everybody stays focused. So keep that in mind. We were taking a picture on the stairs right after this, so don't run away right after we adjourn. And then remember to come back and sign up for our committees. And then finally, if anybody in here has any questions about what happened tonight, why do we do this, why do we do that, how does that work, come talk to me after the meeting. I'd be glad to go over that with you. And that's all I have. Are there any more announcements? Any more announcements? More announcements? Seeing none, this meeting is adjourned.
To the main staircase.
I'm a professional.